Got you there, Victor Delta. And, it seemed like I used to, when I was working, I'd spend about 3 hours a day driving. I lived up in Lapeer, and a lot of the shops that we did jobs in were Novi, Detroit, and all over the place. So it was usually an hour and a half each way. But, you know, it is what it is. It pays a whole lot better down here in the city than it is out in the country. There wasn't a whole lot of pipe fitting work out there in the country anyway. Go ahead, Dee Dee.
Love you, Dee Dee. Yeah. On the battery story part, I was listening to you guys on ground wire, but like my visibility is not even a quarter mile, so I really didn't want to fumble around with the phone, Star 99 and everything else. But I finally got close enough to hit the Burton repeater, so hopefully I'm good. On the battery front, DECA, the only American-made, family-owned battery company that's left. It's not a publicly traded company. It's a privately traded company. They're out of Pennsylvania. They take great pride in their batteries. They do make batteries, some of their batteries for Napa. They do make some of their batteries for O'Reilly's. You can tell by the part number if you Google it enough. But and then you can get them at Tractor Supply with the DECA brand name on them. Nobody makes a better battery. Nobody makes a better warranty. Nobody stands behind their battery any better. And I've met with the family actually about a month ago, 2 months ago, because we go through a lot of batteries in our company. And we're a distributor for them, not for the automotive batteries, but for the commercial batteries. And by far, top of the line. And as far as the tools go, I worked for Snap-on for 20 years, and there's absolutely no reason that the average user should buy Snap-on tools unless he's got an unlimited budget and he is the greatest worker in the world. For a guy that uses them every day, a mechanic, like the guy next door at Sean's office, something like that, hands down, buy it. But, you know, the other thing is there. And then on the Craftsman front, Craftsman's no longer Craftsman. They just sold the name. You can watch all sorts of videos on that. And Craftsman's not Craftsman. Kenmore's not Kenmore. The name was worth more than the product. Sean, go ahead. Hopefully I got all that in. W8, D.D.